This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Before we get into this next story, a brief detour of sorts into where I spent my morning.
Once again, a story takes me to a place where I could easily get killed.
Just a stone's throw from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach.
All right, that's as far as I'm going, right?
Yeah, he's going to pick up his freight right now. He's going to load the... This is the last freight he's going to load on that truck.
Talking to a guy named Antonio Cortez about an often overlooked part of the global supply chain.
We pick up containers from the port and bring them to wherever the warehouse or a yard or wherever they're going to be offloaded. That is drayage.
Drayage is the supply chain word of the day today. D-R-A-Y-A-G-E, if you want to look it up. Actually, it'll be the supply chain word of the day next week at some point once we get this story done. Another installment of our series, temporarily unavailable, about how stuff gets around the world or doesn't. Speaking of which, stuff getting around the world, President Biden's been working the bully pulpit this week, putting the supply chain's current struggles in the best possible political light. But there is a lot about the supply chain, most of it really, that Biden just can't control. In particular, what other countries that are key to that supply chain are doing, especially with Omicron coming on. And by other countries, of course, we really mean China, as Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
China has had a zero-tolerance COVID policy thus far, says Nargiza Salajanova with Rhodium Group.
And the government has shown no indication that it will be relaxed anytime soon.
China's protocols led to port staffing shortages, slowdowns in ships being loaded and unloaded, and other supply chain congestion. Salajanova says Omicron could lead to more slowdowns out of Chinese ports. And the timing here won't help, given that it's now the holiday season in many parts of the world. That's followed in early 2022 by the Lunar New Year.
So we can have a confluence of factors where COVID-related shutdowns, if they occur, are also going to overlap with holiday-related shutdowns, which could contribute to kind of a more exaggerated challenge.
The challenge is already being felt at China's smaller ports. Starting December 15th, some services at these so-called feeder ports in China will be suspended until early February. Steve Kranig, director of logistics at IMEX Global, says these feeder ports, where little vessels transport goods to bigger international ports, are essential.
Think of the system like a little shuttle bus going around to all these hotels and picking up people, and then they take them to like a bus terminal where they all get on a very large bus and then they go somewhere.
This is happening with shipping just as things were starting to look up.
Things were definitely improving in Chinese ports.
Per Hong is a partner at Kearney. He says there could be more Omicron-related slowdowns coming.
But it's early days.
He doesn't want to raise an alarm, but he is watching how China and its ports react. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.